This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to this edition of E911 Talk with your host, Mark Fletcher. Now, here's Fletch.
Hey, it's Fletch with the Avaya Podcast Network, and we're live here at the Maryland Digital Government Summit, and we're talking with keynote speaker Christy Fifelski, who's the new media director at eRepublic. Welcome to the podcast, Christy.
Thanks, Fletch. I'm excited to be here chatting with you.
So you just gave a great keynote address down here, and that was about how government can be cool or relevant with social media.
Thank you. Yes, I had a great presentation, and it was really fun focusing on how governments can really try to be cool and how that cool factor can help us in talking with citizens as well as other departments even.
Well, you said one thing that really stuck with me, cool equals relevant, and relevant equals cool.
Yeah, I think if we say that as a government agency we're trying to be cool, it really turns off a lot of people, and they're thinking, you know, well, we're just having fun, and, you know, we're using taxpayer money and that type of thing. But when we call it relevant, immediately it changes, and oh, yeah, we do want to be seen as relevant to citizens and other departments.
Well, as government becomes more involved in social media and Twitter, Facebook, MyFace, you know, and as we're starting to move towards next generation 911, these new forms of media are going to be present in public safety, which is a side of government. And again, I think part of your message today was public safety is a form of government that also has to be engaged with social media, because they're going to start getting all of this information in through social media, and they're going to get caught off guard. So what's your suggestion to become relevant, become cool, become engaged, and get into social media?
Well, first of all, if you're looking at social media from the agency perspective, there's a lot of fear in there, and there's a lot of intimidation over what that means. So what I'd first recommend is taking a step back and just looking at social media personally. Do you have a Facebook page? Do you have a Twitter account? Are you on social media at all? And until you are, it's a lot to talk about when you don't know exactly what you're talking about. So there's a lot of unknowns in there, where if you just dip your toe in creating a profile on Facebook, let's just say, and then start making a couple of posts, seeing what other people are posting. With some of the platforms, there's a lot to learn. There's a lot of terminology on Twitter, for instance, has a bit of a learning curve. And the more you get on social media personally, the more comfortable you'll feel when your agency starts heading the social route.
Well, I think you know, that brings up a good point. There's a whole language to social media in itself. And each individual social media platform, I think, has its own little subculture language, or let's call it a dialect. So you will sound very uncool and unrelevant if you start getting on the Twitter machine.
That's right. You know, and citizens are pretty sophisticated these days, and they're using these platforms. So if it becomes apparent, if you're out of touch and you say things like my mom does, that, you know, am I going to tweet or something? And she's convinced that my face is a platform to get involved in.
And you're probably your number one follower on that non-existent platform, as my mother is.
My mom is my number one follower on my face.
Who knows? Maybe we'll invent a whole new social media platform. I think that's a really, really good tip. So where can somebody go to kind of dip their toe in the water, learn, read about what they should be doing, what they shouldn't be doing? What's some good resources?
Well, Fletch, that's a great lead into my website.
So tell me, Christy, where would we go for that?
Well, that's actually great, because what I do is I put together these fun short videos about innovation in government, and on govgirl.com, I have a video pretty much about everything, about every social platform, and I try to take a lighthearted approach. So govgirl.com is a good place to go for how-to tutorials about these different platforms, how governments are starting to use them. Also, I want to let people know about groups.digitalcommunities.com. It's a social environment for people in government, particularly those involved in online government in some way. There's actually public safety Safety Task Force that participates in the digital communities. So check out that website too. It's a great place to pick the brain of other people who are in the same boat and just learning about social media, what has worked for other people.
That's cool. I noticed the York Regional Police up in Canada, somebody that I follow on the Twitter machine, and they started to actually tweet from their helicopter a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, very cool.
You know, just doing flyovers of the malls and letting people know what they were doing. In public safety, I think that level of, hey, we're out here, we're doing this, is letting people know where their tax dollars are being spent. And I think if you do it correctly, it's really, it'll boost your public image. And what agency wouldn't want that?
Absolutely. And the advantage that you have nowadays is that agencies have been on social media for a while now. You see more and more public safety agencies on social media. For instance, a good one to check out is the City of Arcadia Police Department in California. They have a good presence on social media. One of the agencies I really like to follow on Twitter that I talked about in my presentation is the Seattle PD. They just have a really great Twitter feed. They've really mastered the art of sharing important public safety updates, like, you know, traffic accidents and
right,
you know, how it affects streets and different things like that. But they're also very good at having a sense of humor and levity and incorporating that in there. And the public really enjoys that, and they follow them because of that. And one of the things that I talked about in my presentation is now they have this audience in front of them. They have this audience that has connected to them on social because they're likable. They share things that they care about. They're fun.
What was the tweet about the superheroes? that would make me follow that agency in a heartbeat.
You know, yeah, the Seattle PD, they like having fun things on Twitter, and they had a random message about there was a brief disturbance on a certain corner between superheroes and clowns, and don't worry, it's all under control. And I don't know what that was about at all, but it was a lot of fun. I remember a couple months back there was a Comic-Con going on in the Seattle area, and somebody tweeted that the Seattle Police Department, did they really need to have the horse-mounted patrol patrolling the area near the Comic-Con? And the Seattle Police Department responded with a tweet saying that you know, they're just there to help keep things under control, but people can think of them as centaur cosplayers if they prefer. And of course, centaur being half human, half horse, and
right,
cosplayers referring to people who go to Comic-Cons like to dress up in costume and that kind of thing. And that just went viral on social media. People really loved it because they connected with the audience and the people knew them for that.
And you know what? The GovGirl videos, I mean, I became a fan because of your outtakes at the end and just that upbeat, lively, playful attitude of your videos. There's great information there, but the way you present it is just fresh for social media. You don't see a lot of that.
Thanks, Fletch. I've had a lot of success with that formula, and it really is a formula of where I want to share something. I want to do a tutorial, or I want to talk about something that's going on in government, some sort of innovation. And the formula for me is I share this important information, but I also interject some silliness in there, some humor. I cut to, you know, scenes of me wearing a wig, pretending to be a different character, and, you know, I say things in my impressions voice. And by the way, I don't do impressions very well.
I love your Sean Connery, by the way.
And, you know, I just have a lot of fun with it, and people, I think, see that. And actually, I hear about it when I don't have outtakes at the end.
Yeah, this is funny. I'm used to using video, so now I'm like very aware of how my voice is sounding.
Well, wait till you see when I get done with it. Then it's,
oh, boy.
And this is live. I did tell you that, right?
No, you didn't.
We're talking with Christy Fifelski, who's the new media director at eRepublic. Fantastic keynote down here at the Maryland Digital Government Summit. Fantastic information on how government should and could become more involved in social media. Go to govgirl.com. Thanks so much for being a guest on the Avaya Podcast Network. This was really a treat for me.
Perfect. Thank you, Fletch. And you know I'm going to rope you into doing a GovGirl video now.
I know I am.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.
My, that was an interesting keynote you gave this morning.
Yes, I really...
Are you done messing with my gear?
I'm like, I don't know.
All right, just talk and say something. Let me hear.
Say something.
Hey, it's Fletch.
Somebody pick up the phone.
Somebody answer the phone, damn it.